Om Shanti. 24th December 2019, Tuesday. Essence, sweet children, each of you has to look after your own lamp yourself. You definitely need the oil of knowledge and yoga in order to stay safely alight in any storm. Sweet children, each of you has to look after your own lamp yourself. You definitely need the oil of knowledge and yoga in order to stay safely alight in any storm. Baba is talking about lamp. And is saying, be a lamp unto yourself. Be your own lamp. Or look after your own lamp. See that Maya doesn't come and blow it off. So you have to take care of your own lamp. If you see lamp, it has got few things. The first is the clay, the mud, or the lamp itself. If you want that the lamp should not extinguish, you have to see that the lamp is very strong. And this lamp is our body, where we have to ignite this lamp, this flame. And if you want that, the light should remain always, persistently, then this lamp has to be very sturdy, very strong, unbreakable. If this lamp is very delicate, it will get broken, and as a result, the oil will fall down and the flame would get extinguished. So the first thing about lamp is our body. The body should remain healthy. In today's Murli, Baba said, you should have lot of rules, regulations, restrictions of body. About your eating, about your drinking, and many other things. So, if the body is not healthy, the lamp cannot light. So the lamp is the body itself. The second thing about lamp is the oil which is in the lamp. And oil is Gyan, knowledge. If you want that the lamp should burn through the night, then there should be enough oil, a constant supply of oil. If the oil is less, the lamp cannot continue the whole night. So it's a constant, persistent, perennial, non-stop pouring of the oil into the lamp. Then only this lamp would continue to burn throughout the night. Otherwise, if there is a less oil, after some time, the flame would get extinguished. So see that you keep on pouring knowledge. See that you keep on pouring oil into this lamp. And knowledge or Gyan means understanding, journeying, continuous learning, reading, studying. So many things are associated with it. So constant journey of knowledge constant reflection on the deeper points of knowledge is what is needed, so that this lamp continues. The third thing about lamp is wick. There is a small wick, cotton wick, bati, and this is yoga, the wick of yoga should stay, but the wick should always be dipped into knowledge, into the oil of knowledge. If this wick is not dipped deeply into the oil of knowledge, the wick itself would get burnt after some time. So what is needed is this wick of yoga, the practice of yoga, and every day the chant of yoga should go on rising. In today's Murli Baba said, it is boxing. Maya is very strong and it is your boxing with Maya. And this is, this knowledge, this is a treasure, but this is quite different. This is imperishable, avinashi. This is nirakar. This is incorporeal treasure. This is very cheap, sasta. This treasure you get only once in 5,000 years. So many things are told about the treasure in today's Murli. So Baba said, the third thing which is needed is wick. The fourth thing about the lamp is that lamp should be kept in a place which is windless. Fourth, place where you keep the lamp, because the wind of Maya, the gush of Maya, the breeze of Maya is blowing very hard, very violently. Anytime the wind of Maya may come, anytime it will blow out the lamp which is burning. So this windless place is holy company, satsang, or gathering, sangatan. If the lamp is not kept in such a place, there is every probability, in all likelihood, in all probability, the lamp would get extinguished, because the wind is very harsh, it's very strong. It's the fight of the weak with the strong. That's a song in today's Murli. The lamp is quite weak. It's nirbal. And it is fighting with the strong wind, the storm. So keep the lamp in such a place where there are as less storms as possible. And that place is the gathering. And that place is Madhuban, and that place is every place which is the reflection of Madhuban. So, fifth is this. Then, next, sometimes you have to keep that lamp in a glass. You know, they keep the lamp in a covering of glass. And that covering and that glass are the dharanas, maryadas, codes of conduct, rules, regulations. So this glass would protect the lamp, even if it has to be kept in a very windy atmosphere. Very stormy atmosphere. There is upheaval, there is turbulence. tempest in the sky, and the tornado. In such cases, you need glass so as to protect the lamp. And what is that glass? What is that covering? What is that armor? What is that kavach? That is dharanas. That are Srimat. That are all the rules, all the regulations, all the codes of conduct. They will protect. And the last thing which is needed, something is needed to light the lamp. They use the flint stone, chakmak. You know flint stone? There's a flint stone available. That is needed. And that flint stone is the strong, determined, resolute thought, the sankalp, which is needed to light this lamp. So Baba is saying in today's Murli, sweet children, each of you has to look after your own lamp. Nobody is coming to look after your own lamp. Nobody is coming to go and help you. You have to do your own help. You have to do self-help. It's a path of self-help. It is a path of self-progress. It is a path of self-inspiration. It is a path of self-motivation. It is a path of self-effort. It's a path of self-discipline. It is a path of self-training. It's a path of self-learning, self-education, self-reliance. You cannot wait for anybody. If I fall, I have to get up myself. I cannot wait for others. It's a path of self-empowerment. It's a path of self-energizing. It's a path of self-renovation. It's a path of self-re-engineering. It's a path of self-transformation. I cannot wait for anybody. Two men were walking. It was the deep forest with stark darkness. One was carrying an earthen lamp, while other was just accompanying the person. And they were friends, and they were walking together. After walking a long distance, the one who was carrying the lamp said, "Now my path is different, I am going this way." The other said, "But I don't have to go that way, my path is different. But how will I go? Because I don't have lamp." He kept on thinking that his lamp is lighting me, so what is the need for my own lamp? He was dependent. And when the time came, your friends will depart. Then there would be difficulty. That's why you have to ignite your own lamp. You have to burn your own lamp. Each of you has to look after your own lamp. Shake off all dependencies. Shake off all emotional slaveries. Shake off all worthless attachments. In today's Murli, Baba said, get rid of all the attachments. Even you cannot remain attached to your own body, because I have come to take you back, because you have to go back home. You only had called me, that's why I have come. Other people, they cry out. But then when you die, you don't cry out. Each of you has to look after your own lamp. Be a lamp unto yourself. Be a light unto yourself. You definitely need the oil of knowledge and yoga in order to stay safely alight in any storm. And the storms are in the air. At every moment there is a storm of Maya. At every time there is storm of Maya. At every place there is storm of Maya. Every person comes as a storm. And storms my life. So I have to burn my own lamp. I cannot remain dependent on anyone. This is the path where one travels alone. It's a flight of the alone to the alone. It's the flight of alone, to the alone. You start alone, you go alone, you walk alone, you reach the one who is alone, and who mean alone means he is God. So you begin your journey all alone. The desire to make somebody our companion, the desire to take somebody along with itself is a temptation. It's okay that if somebody is helpful, cooperative, or that does mean that we don't need any guide? That's a very delicate question. On one side we say that we are alone, on one side we say that we don't need anybody, on one side we say that all dependency is death. But then there's another question. Do we not need any guide? Any inspiration? Any motivation? Somebody helping us, somebody cooperating us, somebody giving a helping hand and pulling us out. It's needed, but then that person, we should not use that person as a clutches. He should not become our clutches. A day will come when you will have to walk alone, when everybody will depart from you. So that time what you will do then? Take help, take guidance. But yet, even whilst taking guidance, even whilst doing everything, know well that my ultimate guidance is God Himself and none else. The more I depend on others, I have a parasitic existence. And I don't want to become parasite on anybody. I don't want to become a burden, a parasite on anybody. My path I have to traverse alone. My path I have to tread alone. None. So long as somebody accompanied, it's fine. But then I am self-reliant. But then I have to walk alone. In this path of spirituality, God is my only companion. All others have deceived, may deceived, had deceived, will deceive. And why should I rely on them? If they help, it's fine. But I know that the help would not continue all the time. That's why I have to shake off all dependencies. First, physical dependency. As far as possible, I don't want to depend anybody on anybody physically. For walking, for holding hands, for getting up. So you have to keep the body fit so that even in the old age, you do not become physically dependent on somebody. Second, emotional dependency. My emotions are under control of somebody else. They are operating my emotions. They press the button, I get happy. They press the button, I get unhappy. They on, they off. My mood depends on their whims and fancies. So keep the remote control of your emotion in your pocket. Third, intellectual dependency. If there is some intellectual work to do, our mind finds out somebody who is more intelligent and we pass the work on him. Rather than doing anything ourselves, we tell others to do that work for me. If I am given some very intelligent work, I will find out who is expert in that. Rather than trying myself, rather than learning it myself, I would try to take help and get it done through him. Cannot I learn myself? That's also an intellectual dependency. Fourth is social dependency. I must remain independent socially as well. If people don't come and talk with me, does that mean that I become unhappy, depressed? If I have to live in isolation for 6 months and there is none to talk with me, there is no question of sorrow. I will rather enjoy that solitude. In today's Murli Baba said, this is a very secret inheritance and you have to remember, Father, in silence, in introversion. There is nothing to speak in here. Chup. Stay mum. Fifth, spiritual dependency. If others are doing efforts, then I do efforts. If there is a bhatti, then I do efforts. If there is a retreat, then my effort starts. Otherwise, I become slack and lackadaisical. Otherwise, I droop down into that happy-go-merry attitude. That's also a dependency. For efforts in spirituality. If there is somebody who is with you, it's fine. If you are alone, it's the best. Because then you can remember the Father more. So that is today's essence. Each of you has to look after your own lamp. Yourself, you definitely need the oil of knowledge and yoga in order to stay safely alight in any storm. And the storms are in the air. Om Shanti.